Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. A vote to enable safe token transferability goes live. The SEC solicits public comment for ETH ETFs. Ethereum researchers release a study on EAP 7623 and Open Zeppelin Defender supports the Holesky testnet. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. A proposal to make the Safe Governance token transferable is now live on Snapshot. If passed, Safe tokens will be transferable starting on Tuesday, April 23rd. Safe was initially launched as a non-transferable token in September of 2022. A prior attempt to enable transferability failed in November of 2022, primarily due to uncertainties regarding its purpose and functionality. The latest proposal follows the successful achievements of predetermined milestones, such as the ratification of the Safe Constitution, establishment of a governance framework, and approval of a token utility proposal. Two other SafeDAO proposals are also live for voting, which include a proposed appointment of Karpaki as the Treasury Manager. Voting concludes on April 14th. The Securities and Exchange Commission published a notice detailing a proposal to list and trade the Grayscale Ethereum Trust as an exchange-traded product. The document covers the procedural milestones necessary to initiate trading, including the initial proposal, a period for public comments, the SEC's review process, and a subsequent amendment. The SEC is currently accepting public comments on various Ethereum ETF applications. The agency has a decision deadline on May 23rd for VanEck's Ethereum ETF proposal. Other asset management firms such as Fidelity, BlackRock, and Bitwise also have Ethereum ETF proposal deadlines in the coming months. Ethereum researcher Tony Warstater released a study on EAP 7623, a proposal seeking to raise the gas costs for call data in Ethereum transactions used for data availability purposes. By setting a baseline gas price of 48 for non-zero bytes and 12 gas for zero bytes within call data, EAP 7622 aims to reduce the maximum block size from 3.5 to 1.9 megabytes. Warstater's research highlights a decreasing trend in execution layer payload sizes, indicating that the existing maximum block capacity is higher than necessary. His analysis observes that the average block size has quadrupled following the implementation of EAP 4844. EIP 7623 aims to close the gap between the potential maximum and the average block size on the network. And lastly, Open Zeppelin's Defender security platform now supports contracts on the Holesky testnet. Open Zeppelin Defender allows developers to integrate security tools, smart contract operations, and automate actions directly within their applications. The platform safeguards deployed contracts against known risk parameters and features a code inspector that automatically identifies and flags vulnerabilities. In other news, Clave opens its account abstraction wallet for waitlisted members, Dan supports recurring safe transactions, Rocket Pool reopens for deposits, and applications open for Gitcoin Grants 20. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.